How's it going? This is Scott Fish. I co-host a podcast called the Commission Impossible Podcast with Ryan McDowell. We don't exactly go over player values or dynasty trades or potential or rankings or mock drafts, and we usually don't even have guests. We just like to talk about commissioner stuff, so that's what you get. You can learn about lots of different scoring systems, interesting rules, settings, how to set up your playoffs, how to determine draft order, how to determine rookie auction values, things like that, stuff that commissioners might be interested in, like rivalries or rolling bankrolls or salary caps. We also answer commissioner questions. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, check us out. It's a pretty good listen.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, Tournament of Champions Edition. This is the fourth preliminary match before we move on to the second round. We have three winners already, hoping to find another one tonight. We have Ryan McDowell as a winner, we have Matthew Betts as a winner, and Jordan McNamara. So tonight we have TJ Calkins, Mike Tagliere, and Riley Bymaster, who also won during the regular season. Before I bring them in, I just want to remind you guys that we are a part of the DLF family of podcasts. You can check out not only this show, the DLF flagship, Dynasty Double Take, all kinds of great shows on that feed, one-stop shop for all your Dynasty podcasts. We are also represented for the Tournament of Champions by Reality Sports Online. Most of you by now have probably heard of Reality Sports Online, the powerful fantasy sports platform where owners get to build, manage their fantasy team like an NFL general manager. But the question is, have you tried it? It's time to go and see what all the buzz is about in the Dynasty community. Free agency, multi-year contracts, a rookie draft, multi-team trades, franchise tags, contract extensions, first-round rookie options, automated contract and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. Think it sounds complicated? It's not. The best thing about Reality Sports Online Fantasy Front Office is that it doesn't take any more time than a standard league. It just requires more strategy. Think you're among the fantasy elite? Well, this is the platform to test your mettle. Still not sure? You can test out your general manager skills for free in a mock free agency auction. If you like what you see, use the promo code GAME, G-A-M-E, to receive a 10% discount on your team or league today. Fantasy just got real at realitysportsonline.com. All right, let's talk. We're not going to introduce you guys. Everybody knows who these guys are. Dynasty elites in the community, of course. All of these guys are ready to go. We'll do your promos at the end in interest of time. Mike Tagliere, of course, everybody knows where you can find all of these guys, Riley Bymaster and TJ Calkins. So we're going to get right into the game, guys. I can't remember who won last, but just by just to keep things moving, we're actually going to start with the name game, keep things fun. We have three games tonight, the name game, fantasy feud, and a trade analyzer game that we will do if we need to. If someone wins the first two games, that's the end of the episode. If we have time, we'll play the third one for fun. If one person wins each of the first two games, then we'll have to play the third one to determine the winner. All right, so we're going to start with the name game. Remember, you guys all remember how to play. Anybody have questions about that?
Is there a theme to this one?
The theme this week is potpourri.
Oh, God.
There's a bunch of random stuff. Some of them are players and players. Some of them's a Devi player and a player. I have a couple of other like pop culture ones thrown in. So I have one, two, three, four. I have five legit ones and two a little bit questionable ones. So we'll see where we're at five. If we need two more, we'll go to two more. For this, remember your name is your buzzer. If you get it on the first clue, you'll get 2 points or 3 points depending on the question. If you need clues after that, the point values will reduce. So the first clue, guys, again, your name is your buzzer. Alabama Devi wide receiver prospect and NFC South wide receiver.
Tags.
Tags, go ahead.
Wait, so this is Calvin Ridley. Like,
it's a Debbie prospect, not in the NFL yet.
Oh, wait, you said NFC South, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the second one.
So there's two.
Riley.
Okay,
oh, Riley.
Jesus.
Riley.
Jerry Jeudy J. Moore.
That's correct, Jerry Jeudy J. Moore. Riley on the board first.
That's the name game. I knew there was something to that. I did a Disney one before, and it like totally jacked me up. Okay.
Yeah. So Riley gets 2 points for that one. Next one. Current free agent and former injury-plagued 49ers wide receiver and AFC East running back.
Riley. Pierre Garçonne Michel.
That's correct, Riley, with two more points. Next one. AFC West quarterback and NFC South tight end. Do you guys like another clue?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, go
TJ,
ahead.
TJ, Riley, you guys want another clue?
Yeah, it's amazing what leaves your brain.
Do you want a clue about the tight end or the quarterback?
Tight end.
The tight end plays
Riley. Is it Derek Carsten Hooper?
That is incorrect. So we'll go down to 2 points for the clue for this one. The tight end plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And if you guys want a final clue, it'll take it down to 1 point for TJ.
Hold on one second.
And Tags.
Tags. Joe Flacco, Jay Howard.
That's correct. Joe Flacco, Jay Howard.
I literally skipped over OJ because I was like, that's not going to go into same. It. So I started looking. I was like, Cameron Bray, like, where does this go? Yeah.
I forgot Joe Flacco plays for the Broncos now.
Unfortunately, I didn't forget Jeez. That.
The current score, Riley with 4, Tags of 2. TJ needs to get on the board. All right, next one. This is the last legit one, so we'll see how the last two work out. Okay, AFC West running back and NFC North tight end. AFC West running back and NFC North tight end. This one's tough.
Is this a starting running back? you said AFC West, right?
AFC West.
I'm literally going through the teams, like going through the running backs. There has to be a backup running back or a backup tight end here, and in here somewhere, if not both.
I think I'm going to need the clue.
TJ?
Okay.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tags, you good with a clue?
Yeah.
You want the running back or the tight end?
Let's go with the running back.
The running back plays for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Riley. Is it Austin Eckler Smith?
It is Austin Eckler Smith.
I ran past that one. It felt like it was a reach. Damn it.
Yeah, see, I said it earlier, and I was like, nah, that can't be.
Yeah, that's exactly
it was easy
I
to
I
lose
like,
because for
wrong.
Some reason I wrote down AFC North tight end, so I wasn't even in the right spot.
All right, we have 3 left, and since the game is still kind of up in the air, we'll keep going with these. Riley's got 6, Tag's got 2. TJ, if you get the rest of them, you can still win this one. Okay, all right. AFC East tight end and AFC East running back. This one's also hard, so good luck.
Awesome.
Let's see.
It's the TOC guys. No easy ones.
There's so many. Buffalo has so many damn running backs now. It's like, where do I start?
John Bosch is in the room. John, just for fun, the current clue is AFC East tight end and AFC East running back.
I don't think we feel
we like do not. I certainly don't.
You guys want a clue?
Yeah. Well, I want to wait as long as possible because I need the points.
What would you like? TJ, pick the clue. Okay. But fair enough.
It's probably needed. Give me just another second here. Hold on.
You can pick the which side you want the clue on this time.
Let's go with the running back.
All right. Clue for the running back is he plays for the New York Jets.
Riley. Let's go with Mike Gesicki, Elijah McGuire.
That is correct for two more points.
Game over there.
Nice work, Riley. That locks up this game for Riley. Just for fun, we'll do the last two. We'll go through these real quick. The next one is late 80s, early 90s kids game show with messy physical challenges and NFC West running back.
Which division again?
AFC West, you said?
NFC.
NFC West.
I'll just go ahead and give you that clue. The running back plays for the Rams.
TJ. Double Darrell Henderson.
That is correct for one imaginary point. okay, last one. Yeah, last one. NFC West wide receiver and a paper product I used to wipe my tears away when that receiver's team drafted two more wide receivers in the 2019 NFL draft. Nice. John's got it. John Dante pet tissue.
I was thinking about the Cardinals because they had drafted three wide receivers. And I was like,
all right. So Riley takes game one. Game two, we're going to move on to Fantasy Feud. We're going to play Fantasy Feud. It works the same way as the game show of the same name. The first two rounds will be single point values. The second, third round will be double point. The fourth round will be triple point values. The first person to buzz in after I read the question will get the first shot at a guess. Depending on where they get in the ranks of the answers. So for example, the first question is going to be the top five answers on the board. If they get the number one answer, they automatically get to decide if they want to play or pass, and then they'll have three strikes to get the rest. If they get a lower point value, let's say they get the fifth ranked one, then we'll go to the next two guys, and they'll get to guess as well and try to move further up the board and have the decision to play or pass. Any questions about that so far? Great. So these were pulled from 34 different Dynasty players and writers, a combination of the two. So the top five answers on the board for this question is which rookie
TJ
had the best landing spot? I heard TJ. John, do you want to chime in? Not listening. I think I heard TJ.
Harry.
All right. I think I heard TJ. Go ahead. Harry is the number two answer on the board with five. To see, Riley won the last game, so we'll go to tags for the next chance.
I went Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs, number one answer with 15 total votes. So you get to decide if you'd like to play or pass.
I will play.
You'll play. There are three answers remaining. You have three strikes. Go for it.
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf is incorrect. He was on the board, but only had one vote.
Wow.
Jake.
All right. David Montgomery.
David Montgomery, also incorrect. Only one vote. You have one strike remaining tags.
Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell is correct. Third on the list with five votes.
All right. And how many more are on the board?
Two? There are two more.
All right, I will
say... The last two, the number four answer and the number five answer.
Mecole Hardman.
Mecole Hardman is correct with three.
And then the last one. Oh, man. TJ Hockenson.
That is incorrect. TJ, since you did not score any real points last game, we'll give you the first shot at
Miles Sanders for the rupees.
That is incorrect. Riley, can you get the number five answer on the board for the steal?
Is it Deebo Samuel?
It is not Deebo Samuel. So Tags takes this one down. He picks up 28 points for this part of the game. The number five answer is Kyler Murray with two votes.
I debated him, but I was like, who would vote for Kyler Murray?
Sanders did get one vote. As discussed previously, Montgomery and Metcalf also got a point, and Deebo Samuels also got one vote but did not make the top five answers. So 28 points for Tags on this one. Moving on to the second question. The top five answers on the board again. However, there are 16 total answers, so we're only doing the top five. Which veteran has lost the most dynasty value since the NFL draft? TJ. Tyreek Hill is the number two answer with 5 points. We'll go to Tags since he's... Oh, no, wait. We'll go to Riley since Tags got some points last round.
Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard is the number one answer with 7 votes. So would you like to play or pass?
I will pass.
TJ with no points, so we'll go to him, the first option. TJ, would you
I'm
like to play
have to
or pass?
Play. How fast do I have to move?
All right. You have there are 3 answers left on the board, and you have 3 strikes.
Let's Tariq Cohen.
Tariq Cohen is incorrect.
Christian Kirk.
Strike one. Christian Kirk also incorrect. Strike two. I will say that some of these, I'll give an extra clue here, that not all of these are
affected by rookies.
Boy, this is
actually
a lot
tougher than I thought it was going to be. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ooh, he is on the board, but he's the number 6 answer with only 1 vote. So, strike 3, TJ. We will go to Riley for the first chance to steal since he has no points in this game.
Do I get to steal even though I passed the first time?
Yep.
You said since the draft?
Since the NFL draft. Which veteran has lost the most dynasty value since the NFL draft? So we have Jordan Howard, number one answer, 7 votes. Tyreek Hill, number two with 5 votes. 3 more answers left.
What about Todd Gurley?
Todd Gurley is the one of the 3 remaining answers with 4 votes. Nice job. You have stolen the points. 7 plus 5 plus 4, 16 points for Riley for game 2.
So buy low on Gurley, just saying.
Right? So it's current score, 28 for Tags, 16 for Riley. TJ, got to get on the
board.
Can
I see if I would have had the higher answer there?
Sure.
Mike Davis?
Mike Davis was an answer, but he only had one vote, a number 8 answer.
You got to have value to begin with, though.
Yeah, he did until they drafted Montgomery.
So Gurley was tied with 4 votes with Crowell, also 4 votes. Although I'm not sure he had too much value to begin
with.
That
would be correct.
But yeah. And then the number 5 answer, Doug Baldwin, with 2 votes. Oh. The other ones on the board, Fitzpatrick, Fitzgerald, Mike Davis, McCoy, Eli Manning, Kyle Rudolph, Corey Davis, Tariq Cohen with 1 vote, Dante Pettis with 1 vote, Jay Ajayi with 1 vote, and Josh Rosen with 1 vote, which I really don't understand. But, you know, that's how Family Feud works sometimes. Uh-huh. All right. Third question. This is now a double point value, so the points that are end up scoring on this one will be doubled. There are the top 4 answers on the board for the question, which rookie had the worst landing spot?
Darrell Henderson.
Go for it. Darrell Henderson is the number 3 answer with 3 votes.
What are you guys doing, police?
I'll go.
Would you like to play? We'll go to Riley since he has less points in this game. Play or pass?
I'll play.
Okay.
Damien Harris.
All right, so TJ got the number 3 answer on the board. Riley chimed in with Damien Harris, who is has 1 vote but is not in the top 4 answers. Mike, you get one more chance to steal this, or you get the chance to pass or play on this one.
I have to give the answer too, right?
Correct.
Like to see if mine's higher.
Correct.
Marquise Brown.
Marquise Brown is the number two answer with 5 votes. So would you like to play or pass?
I'll play.
Tags. All right. So 2 remaining answers, 3 strikes.
All right. A.J. Brown. I mean, anybody that owns Corey Davis knows Tennessee sucks. So A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown is the number one answer with 14 points. 14 votes. 1 answer remaining.
Wait, did you say? Oh, so there's only 1 player left.
Correct.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
That is incorrect. Strike 2. Strike 1.
And this is the worst landing spot. And so, TJ, you had Daryl Henderson,
sir.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I will say Bryce Love. Is he in there?
Strike 2. Oh,
damn it. Worst landing spot. I don't want to put another Baltimore receiver in here, do I, Miles Boykin? But let me go. Oh, man, Travion Williams.
Strike 3, okay. TJ. Chance to steal. One answer remaining.
Let's
the final answer on the board.
Let's go to the
4.
Spot that gets the most shade out of anywhere and say Daniel Jones.
That is incorrect. Riley, chance to steal.
Oh, man.
Jones didn't get a single vote, even.
Yeah, I don't think he had much value to begin with in terms of, like, dynasty.
Ask the people in the Fog of War League how much value he has, because I think he just went for way too much money, but, you know.
Yeah, you must not be in Pigs League's tags. I mean, he was getting some cheese.
He went for like $300 in Pigs One or something.
Wow. Ugh.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm gonna say Hakeem Butler just because he fell.
Incorrect. The number 4 answer, according to our panel of 34 writers and dynasty players, is TJ Hawkinson with 2 votes in the worst landing spot. I don't know if it's just they saw that Ebron didn't do anything there, not really considering that coaching staff is different and everything. But, you know, so there we go. So Tags picks up 44 more points to bring his total to 72. Riley has 16. We're going into triple point value. So theoretically, still anybody's game. We'll do top 4 answers are on the board. Which non-quarterback rookie will score the most PPR points in 2019?
Riley. Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is number 1 answer on the board with 25 votes. Would you like to play or pass?
I'll play.
Going to play. We have 3 answers remaining. Let's do it.
David Montgomery.
Montgomery is incorrect.
Wow.
I disagree.
I would agree.
The police did a bad job here.
I'd like to challenge. We will do Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders is the number 2 answer with 3 votes.
N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal Harry is the number 3 answer with also with 3 votes. 1 remaining.
Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell is incorrect. Strike 1. Or is that strike 2?
No, that's
strike
2. One, right? Montgomery.
2. Montgomery.
Strike 2. Yeah. So you got one shot left.
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf is incorrect. TJ, no points yet. Can you steal this? It seems weird, but if you steal this, you're going to get the win.
I have 2 guys written down, and I'm like 50-50 coin flip here, man. I'm going to go away from the tight end position and roll the dice. Oh. Painful. I guess the answer probably should be Mecole Hardman will go with it, but I'm sure it's wrong.
That is unfortunately incorrect. Tags. Can you steal this to keep your win?
Oh, what player is going to score? Jeez.
Miles Sanders, right? Is where the voters were wrong.
This is nuts. I can't imagine someone voting for Marquise Brown. I really can't. But I don't think any of the other options make sense. I'm going to go with Marquise Brown just because I think someone is like, this is crazy. I don't believe it. Like, David Montgomery on this list is crazy, but...
Is that your final answer?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's incorrect, but the right answer doesn't make any sense either. The right answer for the last vote is J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
What?
That's what I said when I read that too. Unless Alshon is... Yeah, unless Alshon is dead, then I don't know how.
Is Alshon Jeffrey or DeSean Jackson going to go play in the slot? I don't think so.
Right. So, yeah. So, Riley pulls it out. 16 points plus 93 points here at the end. Gives him game two as well. So, Riley, moving on to the Tournament of Champions second round, whatever we're calling that, John. Semifinals. There you go. Tags, I know you got to run for a meeting. Did you want to stick around to play the last game for fun?
I got another 10 minutes. We're good.
Okay. Real quick, before we get to our last game for fun, let's give these guys a shout out so Tags can get his in. Tags, tell everybody where they can find you and your work.
Yeah, fantasypros.com. That's where I do all my work. You can check out the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. And everything's on Fantasy Pros. Anything you guys want written, I've probably tried to do it. And if I haven't, tell me and I'll do it.
Awesome. TJ, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find all my stuff at rotoviz.com, all aspects of fantasy football, and also we are launching an MMA DFS product that I will be the head of. So yeah, that'll be fun. Ooh. And also Dynasty Command Center is a very unique and awesome community if you want to check that out.
And Riley, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find all my work over at the dynastytradecalculator.com. I co-host a podcast with that Bosch guy at Dynasty Wall Street. And I'm also the third down back for the Dynasty Dummies. So you find a lot of my rookie content over there. And check it out.
You got the hands for that role, Riley?
Nope.
Okay. All right. I think we'll call it there, guys. We're going to call it a show for there. Thanks to all of our players this week. Of course, Mike Tagliere and TJ Calkins. And our winner, Riley Bymaster, is the champion this week, and he will move on to the semifinals. Our other winners, once again, Jordan McNamara, Matthew Betts, Ryan McDowell, and of course, Riley tonight. Two of them will be facing off against John. Two of them will be facing off against me in the semifinals for us to determine our finals in a couple of weeks. So, once again, thank you guys for listening to Dynasty Game Night. Again, check out the Dynasty League Football family of podcasts feed for all of your Dynasty Football podcast needs. And we will catch you next time on the DLF. This is not the DLF Dynasty Podcast. We will catch you next time on Dynasty Game Night. Have a good day, guys.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With the dummies. Dynasty Game Night. game night. Dynasty game night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty game night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty game night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty game night, guessing ADP. Dynasty game night, can all this really be free? Dynasty game night, game night.